some days, a little more than halfway down the page. We finished Rashi's yesterday, the last piece of Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara, Eid Omer Tanai, Veid Omer Enid Tanai. So Eidim walk in and say, Star is valid, but they're disagreeing whether there was a Tanai involved or not. So, assuming that we said that if both Edom walk in and both Edom say that there's a Tanai, so we have to accept that there's a Tanai. So, what will be in this situation? So, Omer Papa, Tzavara Bashtar Ma'ayukom Hisadi, the way we just said before, that we look at Tanai as Mosachritahi, so it means both are being made that there was a fully valid document. And now one person is coming along and saying, even though there's a document, but there's a Tanai, so it's one. So the Shtar has no indication of a Tanai. You're claiming there was a Tanai. So just one. Had to come with Tanai, have a lechad. Vein dor shel echad b'mokim shnayim. His words that he says it's a Tanai is one person being made against the mashmos of the Shtar that there is no indication of a Tanai, so he would not be believed. Samora says, Maskala Rav Huna Braid of Yeshua, Ihachi, if that's how you look at it, that the one individual, that the Shtar is being made, indicating that there's no Tanai, because the Shtar doesn't mention the Tanai, so the one aid is going against, coming up against the Shtar, even if both Edom would say that there was a Tanai, but the Shtar is indicating that there's no Tanai. So it's the Edom coming up against the Shtar. So we should have a situation where they're the ones assigned to the Shtar. The Shtar indicates that there's no Tanai. Now they're adding something which is coming to uproot the original Edus. It's a problem of Kim Shekin Shuwin across their Magid.
They were ostensibly supposed to put whatever it was that they needed to put in the Shtar. If they're saying that there was a Tanai, then they should have had that in there. Is that correct?
Lav Dafka, they should have had it in there. But the fact that it's not there can be construed that there's no that there's no Tanai, correct? Okay. So Ella, so Rabbi Yeshua says, so I understand from you that had both Edim said there's a Tanai, you would have said that they're believed. How is that? When they walked into the Beis and said, yes, it's our Ksav Yad, but there was a Tanai, which means they're saying that if there's no Tanai, the Shtar, the validity of the Shtar is undermined. So they're not, so it's the same thing walking and saying, yes, it's our Ksav Yad, but we're Psulim. The Shtar as is, it cannot be accepted. So what's that true? If both of them say that, and we would be forced to accept their Tanai, see, when one person says that, he's saying, yes, I signed it, but I only signed it with the condition of a Tanai. If the Tanai is not fulfilled, my signature is invalid. See, he's not validated his signature under these circumstances. And therefore, you would not say what you said, that both are being made on a valid Shtar, and one is going up against the Shtar, and he would not be believed, but rather he would be believed. And if the Tanai is not fulfilled, you can't use his Edus for Kiyum, so you don't have a Kiyum on the Shtar yet. Okay, let's see Rashi.
I'm not sure I understand the Maska. Maska, if I'm expecting some kind of really strong question here. But it sounds like that was our question to begin with. It wasn't clear how we should view this, and I'm not sure what kind of proof.
He's arguing. He's just saying, Republic came along and said a scenario of one on one. why didn't you say halacha by two? Terez says, because it's obvious to you that two, they could do it. So he's just saying, minei ubei, from what you're saying, it doesn't make any sense. Why is two acceptable to you and one not? You can't differentiate between the two.
Well, if it's considered, you know, another matter, then why couldn't you? It's just a question of perspective, no?
If it's considered a totally separate matter, even if it is, his argument is that they can't be made. Well, everybody agrees it's not a totally separate matter. It's not like coming walking and saying perua. That is not. It's not perua. It's in some way affecting the original natives. So Rav Huna Rav Shua's argument says you should have a problem keeping shekel shuvah because of the maggid. According to your thought process, why isn't there a problem keeping shekel shuvah because of the maggid? Because once they signed it, they're signing it and saying it exists without a shtar tonight. That's what you're saying. That's why you're not looking at this. That he's qualifying his validation means you're saying that intrinsic on the shtar there's no tonight. So even to aid him, they have a problem with keeping shikashu with a chazer maggid. As far as I'm concerned, in the whole sugya, this is the hardest piece of the whole sugya. Is this whole discussion of how to understand Tanai. I think Tanai is the hardest. This piece of Tanai is the hardest. The more before to here is the hardest piece of the whole sugya. Look, Rashi. Tavayo v'shtar ma'ayu kamasadi. What's he?
Book more before about
the piece right before also talks about Tanai. Boy made rubber mirror nafim Tanai Hayu the Bereno. This whole piece of Tanai, how the more views Tanai is very not clear to me. Tavar Bashtar Ma'al Yakom Sadi. The Krash Shtay Me'idim Shashtar Emes. They're both being made that the star is as is. Therefore, the Kamer Tanai Chadhu Venu Nemon Leker Star Shishneim Chasumim Boy. So this 1-8 can't go against the star which they both signed. So Rav Huna Rav Shua said he Hachi Afilu Tamar Nami El Amrina. The Krashi Hachi the Kiman Shehayid Al Ksav Yodai. You're arguing that once a person says that he signed it and validates his signature. You're saying that this, even the one who said he's saying there was a Tanai, is also presenting with this kiyum that the star is without a Tanai, and now he's coming to argue against the star. So the star is two Edom without a Tanai. Vedas Akhrana Diri Echad B'Mokim Shnayim. And now the second aid is, which says there's of one individual saying that there's a Tanai, is one against the two of the being of the star. The star is saying there's no Tanai. So tomorrow, Ami Tanai, how you the rain? Even if two people would say Tanai, you're the rain. They cannot be accepted. The Kibun Shahidu Aksav Yodan, once they're made in the Ksavyat, Kimo Shtar Kimo Shukosu, they validate the star as written without a Tanai. So, as far as we're concerned, their edus, which they were made in the ksav by signing it, is saying that there's no tanai. That's how you're understanding. Well, once that's true, v'chiyami tanai ho yidavareinu, ha'vlohu megidim b'chazim megidim. They're now trying to change the testimony, because if you say that the signature on the star, written as is indicative of no tanai. And it's if they're being made that there's no Tanai, and that's why you said one person can't be made against that. So it means they already testified last when they signed the star 2 days ago. They testified in the Ksav that there's no Tanai. Now they're coming 2 days later saying there was a Tanai. They can't do that. So why did Reb Nachman say in the previous Gemara that they have to that the Tanai has to be fulfilled? So what are we forced to say? That no, that's not true. That when they're saying Tanai is oitra their kiyum. it affects the validation that they're saying. The kima the tachal the dibur maski diburayu ramri al tzai hoyu benayim. When the, if the middle they add, but yes, it's a challenge, but there was a tonight. Amrin and Hani, the Mekus of Dusayu, they are impacting their kiyum, and they're being oiker, the Edus, Sha'amruk Savyadenu, who Kasu, Walarmaloch Hassamu Elamanashi Kaiman said tonight. It wasn't just a validation of the star as is, it was a validation of the star only with the condition. So it means without the Tanai being fulfilled, the validation is also lacking. It came the Tanai Milsach Ritihi. Shenakrosa El Lachas Man. Loitami the Mazor of Amana. Mehemni the Edis with the Atzbehi. Now Rashi says, okay, so 1 second. So if that's how we're looking at it, that it's a bona fide Akira. So then that should be the same thing as Modohi of the Reino or Amonohi of the Reino. Now, Amonohi of the Reino, they're not believing because they call themselves Rishoyim. But Modohi of the Reino, Reb Nachman held that they're not believed. And Reb Nachman says, but Tanai, they are believed. So how do we understand that? Because the shtar, as written, clearly indicates against the concept of midah, because it's a shtar. So, yes, Marbar Rashi argued Reb Nachman on that point, but we're going. Reb Nachman said what he said. Then Rabbi asked Reb Nachman, "What do you hold by Tanai? You hold the midah here, the Bereinu, that they're not believed." So, what are you going to say about tonight? So he said, Reb Nachman said, they're not believed by Mado, because Mado is going directly against what they said. And that's going to be, as soon as they say they signed, that's going to be a, that's going to be a Kibbutz Shikish Shabbat or Mag. But, whereas when they're coming along and saying tonight is enough of a Hosafa, that we can look at that, the fact that the shtar is not written as such does not indicate it, that it's not true. That was a bad, I hope that was clear. It's enough of an independent statement that we can look at it, that the lack of the Tanai and the shtar does not indicate the shtar is being made, that there wasn't a Tanai. The shtar is not being made, there wasn't a Tanai. That there would be probably Kim and Shikush or Chazar Magad. So it's Milsach Ritihi. And once it's Milsach Ritihi, then they, when they're Mekai and the Shtar, and they immediately say there was a Tanai, they're uprooting their Edus of Kiyum and saying, we're not being Mekai as is, we're being Mekai only together with the Tanai. So once that's true, the Edechon who says that also is doing the same thing. He's, you know Mekiyum in his part without a Tanai, without the Tanai being fulfilled. Hainami Kisai Mamma Tanai Hava Orkar L'Chazimus Yodeh. He's qualifying his signature. Yes, I signed, but only under these circumstances. So at this point in time, until the Tanai is fulfilled, we only have the validation of one signature, because one signature was validated only with under the circumstances that the condition of the Tanai would be fulfilled. Okay. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Shem Chazum Alashtar Umesu. So now we have that the Adam himself are no longer around. They died. Boshnaim and Ashuk, Bamr Yadanu Shiksab Yadamhu. Two other Adam are walking in and being made that the Adam signed. Awa Nusim Hoyu, Ktanim Hoyu, Psul Adis Hoyu. So, hooray the morning. So the same way we had in the Mishnah, if the Edom himself would come and say, we signed, but we were a Nusim, or Ketanim, or Psulim. Two other witnesses can walk and say, we know that these people are Ketanim, the Nusim. Yes, it was the signatures, but they were Ketanim and Nusim, so that's a Kiyum. with this statement of that there was something wrong with the kiyum, which is more under, that's a valid undermining of the kiyum. Okay. But however, if there are other edim that are validating the signatures and not saying that they were ketanim, psulim, or anusim, or we've been able to validate the shtar by comparing it to other documents that they've signed on. So the luck is mishtar shakar lov irim huksim abezin. They're validating it from a shtar which in itself has been validated. It's been went through the process of being challenged and being clear and being validated in abezin. And elonemon. So then the second pair, which says that these people were psulim, are not believed. That's the price. The worst is 1 second. So what do you mean they're not believed? Pasha means they're not believed. It means we validate the star as is, and you collect with the star. Morris says, we're going to make him a star, my trade, training you. But two arguments have been made that these people who signed on the star were a nusim, and the star was not true. And the star has been made that it is true. Okay, so why? How can you ignore those two edim? Bishlomo, in the case of our Mishnah, where it's the edim themselves saying it, we have a problem keeping shikas you win across their magid. They signed in the star. We know they signed in the star. The star is being made that it was valid because the star is made on itself that it's valid. And now they're coming and saying no, it wasn't valid. So. If they're the only way that we know the kiyum, so it's Peshach or Peshach. But if we have the kiyum without them, so when the star is valid without them, they're the ones assigned to the star. Now they're changing the story. But now the two other Adim, how can you ignore their testimony? You can't. Since we validate the star, otherwise the star is valid. They're not believed to pass the star. Okay, but you can't collect from the star either. So how can you claim the star? Trey with Trey Nino. So the Kurt should be case of Trey with Trey. So the Mora is going to have two approaches to this problem. So the first approach is that the second testimony can't be believed because of a technicality in Bez. What's the technicality number? It says, I said, Maris, Achosh, at Kilis, at Zalmehi. So these two Adam walk in and say that these people signed in the star improperly. So they're being made about the Adam. You can't be made about the Baldover if he's not there. So we can't accept their testimony when they're being made about the Adam. So Republic comes in on technicality, we can't accept the second pair. So and therefore, we're going to ignore the second pair and collect with the star. So Nachman says it doesn't make any sense. Some of the Rav Nachman says to Rav Sheshes, Ilo Hava, come on. If the first pair of Adam are here, Umachishin Luhu, and the second pair is being made about them, Hava Kashul Hava Meshachin Buhu. We consider the hakasha. We have this hakasha, the contradiction between the two pairs of Adim, and we could not have relied on the Adim to collect with the star. Davlo Adis Mukheshes, because you're being Machesh the Adis. Hashel, let's know, now that the Adim are no longer here, Dilo Habit Lekamon, Dilo Habit Moyeluhu, now that they're not here, which we could argue potentially had the Adam been here, they might even not even fought it. They might have agreed. You're going to argue, Mehemni, that the Adam is a believed as is and you collect with the star? It doesn't make sense. So how can you say that this halacha of Eimah Kavlan is Adam Bifneim, Ela Bifneim, should mean that we can ignore the challenge to the star? We can ignore the challenge to the people. What's their status? We can't ignore the challenge to the star. The star, we have a question on the status of the star. Elamer of Nachman. Uki Trey Labahadi Trey. It's 2 against 2. Uki Mani Bechesis Mare. And we will have to leave the money by the person who's mukhs again it. So that means that you cannot collect with the shtar. Either shtar says do not believe the pasul of the shtar, ain elon emonim, which means the edim which are saying the shtar is pasul are not believed. Well, effectively they are believed because we don't allow the malva to use the shtar. So what does it mean they're not believed? That means had the malva seized any property from the loy, but we can't force them to give it back because maybe the shtar is valid. So once the malva has it, we cannot force him to give it back because he says the shtar is valid. I have right to the money. You haven't proven the shtar is not valid. So they're not believed to pass on the shtar, which then had that been true, the malva would be forced to give it the money back. But rather, they are believed enough to create a question, and therefore we're going to leave the money where it is. Okay. Meaning the Havi and Nixa de Barshatya, and comparable cases to the story of Barshatya. What was Barshatya? The Barshatya is Zobin Nixi. Barshatya sold some property. Well, let's hold it here.